Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yes, it's Wednesday. It's hump day. And we got to get it's Wednesday night. We're gonna get a little show. It's hump day in the middle of the week, so we're going to get it going on and get your weekend started. We thank all you from tuning in. We had a wonderful show on Monday, even though I was not able to bring a guest, but I still as gracious to have you guys tune in with us as usual. I can't, you know, let me get started. So much hitting you. But first I wanted to say, we got a special guest tonight. I got my brother coming back on, Brother Reverend Pickney out of Benton Harbor, Michigan. He's coming with first-hand information because his situation has gotten a little bit serious as well. He is actually going to have a court date. But let me just tell you something about this whole situation, man. They're claiming that it's voter suppression, which you all know the elections are coming up in November. This voter suppression is led by Whirlpool Corporation and the Berrien County Sheriff Department. The Sheriff Department is one of the highest, supposedly, in law enforcement. So imagine that. You got the Sheriff Department and Whirlpool, and they are protesting. All injustices are being forced on the town. The reason why we're saying is because not only that, the murder rate is going up on the Benton Harbor residents, gentrification by Whirlpool. The man who's the governor has called an emergency management dictatorship based off the governors that have been given power by the Obama administration, which has been leading up for the, since the past five administrations. And so all that, this man has the energy, the power to keep himself going and stabilizing to get these people. If y'all go on our blog, if you're on the airwaves or if you're on the computer, you will be able to see the slide presentation, which I believe is a very good one to go along with the topic tonight. But let me just say something. Remember we talked about Saturn and people who are actually be worshiping Saturn do not know the symbology of Saturn. Do you know that Whirlpool has the ring of Saturn around it? Did you know that? Look at the symbol. If you're all listening or looking on the internet, you will see the symbol of Saturn around Whirlpool. Whirlpool is a vortex. If you see the swirl also to the left-hand side, it's like it's sucking you in like a vortex in space. And all your lettering is in black, which is the color for Saturn, which means law. And it seems like the law of Saturn has always been unjust. So for Whirlpool to have the symbology of Saturn in its logo should tell you something about what's going on here. Now, they are not only did they call emergency management dictatorship going on through the Obama government, they also have him set for trial, which they set back from the original date, which is going to be in July, to his birth date. His trial has been now from July the 21st has been postponed until October the 27th, which so happens to be on his birthday. Imagine that. And also, his attorney wants all to know that they have filed motions with the Court of Appeals to squash this incident. It says blind over due to lack of evidence. There is no evidence, everybody. There is no people to write and look at the signatures and see if it's forgery. That has not even been done. Here it says it right here. There is absolutely no evidence that I or anybody have committed forgery. No handwriting expert, no confessions, no witnesses, or evidence of a crime was ever committed. And you can go on our website, www.drybonesconnection, to see the actual video that they have for this. It is very compelling. Now, this is not too far from Detroit. See, let's not get it foolish. Detroit is going through even a more severe because water is being taken from them. But he was here about a couple of weeks, maybe a couple of weeks, month and a half now. He was telling us that they were going after the Great Lakes. Now, let me tell you why we picked the subject tonight. He's going to explain it better than me. It was on his website, which is bhbarco.org. And I look for my donation. I've sent it in, Reverend Pickney, because I wanted you to know that, you know, we just want to be there in the trenches. But it's called Burn Baby Burn, all NAACP membership cards. Now, this topic is very serious. If y'all don't know, this organization has been around for quite some time, since 1909, formulated by a group surrounded by one lady, Mary Overton. She was a Unitarian. She concocted with other groups with a couple of Jewish individuals, Kazar individuals, and they did not bring WD Du Bois until later when they went to Niagara Falls and called the Niagara Movement. But until then, it has been formulated by the core was European individuals and Kazars. Kazar money, Kazar propaganda, which should be called liberalism. We have to take a look at this because a couple shows ago I explained to you, and we'll be bringing our guests on after I go through this. A couple of weeks ago we had discussed how eugenics can be used on black people by introducing it to black people, and black people accepted it. Now, one of the main principal players at that time was Arthur Spingall. He was the president of the NAACP. He's one of the original founders as well. Spingall is a Khazar individual. Him and his brother were both financed, along with the idea of, like I said, Mary Overton. But at that time, they decided to spearhead eugenics with Margaret Springer. Now, I told you before, this is one of the presidents. They still give the reward in his name. Now, let's talk about this. The NAACP has been caught with their hands down for quite some time now. I mean, they're giving awards to the Clippers owner. He was about to get an NAACP Lifetime Achievement Award twice. You have to ask yourself, how does that happen? And not only that, there has been numbers of incidents where the NAACP has fallen short. One would be by not telling us that they had signed on to the eugenics program by this one statement, which became to be Planned Parenthood. And I'm just going to read a little bit of it. It says, the aim of the program was to restrict many believed exterminate the black population under the pretense of better health and family planning. Springer cleverly implemented her plan. What's more shocking is Springer's beguilement of the black American cream de la creme, those prominent, well-educated, well-to-do, into executing her scheme. You hear this? Some of the black elite saw birth control as a means to obtain economic empowerment, elevate the race, and garner the respect of the whites. Now, you heard that. Now, I can go on, but I'm not. I'm going to let him explain that. This group has been in the forefront all the time, but we don't know where the money's coming from. And when you do the money trail, everybody, you will soon find out that is a lot of influence by certain factors that has not been told to us. Dr. King also, he was on our picture rotation on the website, you will see him. There was speeches, and we did a show on that. Speeches were written for him by the Khazarian influence of liberalism. And so the question is, what is the NAACP doing for us? Now, the reason why I'm bringing this up before we bring on our guest, NAACP is not getting involved in nothing serious, everybody. Nothing serious. It has the pretense of standing back. Now, when they did the thing with the so-called Clippers owner, you notice they didn't even show them their face. They didn't even come out of the closet and say, yeah, we gave it to them. The media, who was controlled by the same entity that controlled the NAACP, so they kept the story hush-hush. Now, while Detroit is being crumbling down and withering, Benton Harbor also, there is no black race baiters that is also connected to the NAACP out there at all. And this is much better, bigger than Trayvon. I hate to say that. I don't demise a person's life, but this is much bigger than Trayvon. When you cut off water, when you cut off people's respect, that is the sense of having the right of water, that's a divine right given to you by what is created on this earth, and you are cutting it off because you said they are in bankruptcy. Well, isn't that strange? When we had James Trafficking on here, and he spoke about the country being in bankruptcy, none of these leaders jumped on that. None of them. None of these leaders jumped on that. And yet, that was in 1993. And yet, y'all want to talk about Detroit is in bankruptcy. The whole country is in bankruptcy and has been operating in bankruptcy for quite a long time. So this thing is no more than an attack on what I consider the population, because they are now implementing at full strength Agenda 21 in the state of Michigan. Now you say, oh, what that mean? That means we could be next, everybody. So before we bring our special guest on, you have to realize, you think it ain't happening to you, but it slowly is. I would not do this if I thought that this was a joke. If I seen that my paycheck was getting bigger, and if I seen that they got my pension at an all-time high, and if I seen, man, my interest rates are low, and if I say, man, I can get a car and a house, and I spend less than a couple thousand dollars. Man, you know, I can't complain about nothing. You know, all this would be a lie. It would be no, if they told me that I can transfer myself into a gold account and actually get precious metal to set paper, this would be idyllic. If they told me I can go and just not be able to drive with their licenses without having some harassment, this would be idyllic. But it is not that case. What we are dealing with is not a fantasy. This is real. So that's why I've seen this from the 20-year progress that I have seen and studied from people who given me some knowledge about this. And if they were lying, that's how you judge a person, through historical happenings. If they told you that this was going to happen and you don't see it tomorrow, that does not mean it ain't going to happen. It's called progressions. And if y'all into the Bible, it says a day of one day to the Lord is like 1,000 years. See, they dealing with progression. You dealing with instantaneous, which is like a high. And that's not the way to do this. So you ask yourself this question before we bring our guests on. And we will be taking calls because we want to keep this debate going. Is this group for us? Donald Sterling is an example of negligence. And if you call the NAACP, half the time they can't even help you. They have no program set up for unemployment. They have no programs to find out why the police is killing us. They have no program set up for learning the law. They have no program set up to how you can learn a second language. They have no program set up to give you first-time buyers of a business a low interest rate. They have no banks. But yet, they happen to be the biggest voice for the black world in America. And you see it on BET with all these awards. But look at what these brothers and sisters are going through in the regular world. My brother's been attacked by an accusation of being called forgery. That means hand signatures must be looked at, must be evaluated. Like they say, Johnny Cochran say, if it don't fit, you must acquit. If your handwriting ain't the handwriting that's on the piece of paper, only way to prove that is through an expert who studies calligraphy and handwriting. But if you don't have that, how are you going to say this man did that? This is called injustice. And we talked about that. And before I bring them on, this is why we must return the people of our money, the people who are under the divine sun, the people who are under the blazing star of Osiris, the blazing star of Orion, the blazing star of the Pleiades, the Stargate. You have forsaken the principles of the Maya. And until you return to them, and this ain't a religious thing, this is principles that the universe is governed by, and that's truth. Justice, harmony, balance, reciprocity, which y'all all need to study, because that is what is on us, order and righteousness. You cannot tell me that we are going to solve anything until we get back into the principles. A lot of this is happening to us. The murders are happening through black-on-black, shooting on them, and they're using that as a tool to bring on the urban police state. Notice I said first would be the urban police state. They ain't got time to go into the rural areas. It's no, that ain't going to happen. The rural areas going to stay safe for a little while before anything. But the urban areas, y'all need to be closely paying attention to what this brother's going to say tonight, because this could happen to your city. And when you start to say, who do we call? Baby, 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 it won't be the NAACP, because they don't have what it takes. So y'all think about it. I want everybody to realize we are here tonight not to frighten you, to make you take action and take a stand. Most of what's going on to us is caused by us. We are a people who are very foolish at this moment. We have everything that is happening is in our control. If you think that the guns care about what color you are sadly mistaken. The guns only care about what it can kill. You got to care about what color you are and who you're killing. Because if you're killing yourself and then you're going to complain about the police killing you, that's already a double oxymoron. That means you're killing yourself at a faster rate than the police statistically. Do you know that? You have killed yourself more than any police organization in America. Statistically, that's if you can handle numbers. So when they talk about population control, they don't need population control because you're helping them. By going to the Margaret Springer Planned Parenthood, you have created your own eugenics program without even having to be told. They don't have to be trying to kill you through any type of mass murder. They got you to do it. And it's just that simple. And this is where we at. Arthur Spengel was the first president of the NAACP. They did not have a black president until the end of the 60s, which is Roger Wilkins. Or Roy Wilkins. It might be Roy Wilkins. King was already dead. They still didn't have one when King was running around. So we are tonight are going to think about what is going on and how are we going to do this thing. Are we going to sit back and watch what's happening?
Hello?
Are you going to take an active stand? Do I have my brother, Reverend Pinckney, on here? Are you on the
You
phone?
Have your brother, Reverend Pinckney, right here.
Rev, how you doing tonight, man?
Doing great, man. I'm just rolling and rocking, man. That's all I can do.
I take that spirit to be very good. I was telling everybody, because you ain't no stranger to this program, the situation that has been happening. I named the show tonight after what I've seen on your website. It was Burn Baby Burn, all NAACP membership card. And that hit me. I said, man, that's a strong statement y'all got on there.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
I was telling the people, because, you know, we deal with symbology. And I started to notice about, I want you to comment on first that and then this next. I started to notice about Whirlpool. And, you know, I deal with a lot of the astrology, and I noticed that they have the symbol of Saturn on their logo, that gold thing around there, that loop.
Yes.
And Saturn is not, yes, and it has a sign of a whirlpool. And I started looking it up, and, man, they are a very occultic group in their symbology. And I noticed that they're acting just like Saturn would act according to occult, ruthless. They are.
Hey, look, to be honest with you, Whirlpool is a corporation as demonic as you can get, and they have been practicing this for such a long, long time. And here's the bad part: you have this demonic spirit all over the city of Benton Harbor. It's like a dark cloud, and everything that goes on in our city is controlled by these demons. They control the courthouse. They control the school. They control the commissioners. They control the streets. They control the apartments. And any jobs here, mostly controlled by them. So if you're going to go against them, that means most likely you'll be an unemployed individual. But they know how I feel about them. That's why they came at me with the SWAT team. Now, remember this. You talking about a squat team for a recall petition. Now, it doesn't make any sense. Now we have delayed the trial until October 27, which is so happened to be my birthday. And
right.
And we're, you know, and just to think about it, we go to court. We've been to court maybe about 10 times since last time I talked with you. And they know they don't have no evidence. They're trying to drum up some evidence right now. They trying to figure out how they can make my two look like they two. They trying to make it look like my one look like they one. They trying all the tricks in the book. And the bad part about it, everybody know about it, but they just, you know, people here, they're so scared. They scared to speak up. They scared that, matter of fact, they won't even fight for their own mama in this town. They have to call me to go fight for their mama. So we have some real serious issues. The last time we went to court drive on, listen to this. The prosecutor told the prosecutor, he said, "Do you really need evidence?" And the prosecutor said, "No, we really don't. We can still try this case." And my attorney said, "You can't try no case without no evidence. What you gonna do? Fix it?" And you should have saw it. It was one of the things. It was so funny, but I guess it shouldn't be funny because I'm the one on trial. They can make a mistake and send me to jail, or they can have a jury to send me to jail. But it's amazing when you think about it. And they talking about some big time. They talking about 20 years. They ain't talking about no picnic in the park. So you know, Gabo, I tell you, we've been out here fighting. We just put in another recall for the mayor here. And we've been going out getting signatures and different things like that just to show them that they don't scare us more than anything else. But this is how people around the country have to do. Whether they like it or not, it's coming to your community next. So you better brace yourself and get it right. You better start fighting now because now is the time to stand up and fight, you know.
That's right. Let me just say that. I've been watching and keeping informed by going on to y'all newspaper. Y'all been having protests. Y'all been out there. Y'all got the recalls. I see a very diverse group is starting to come out with you. But you, this NAACP thing that was on there, what brought that about? Because I watched the video, and the video is very compelling. For those of you who have not seen it, please go on there on www.drybonesconnection. It's the very first one.com. You'll see it. It's about Benton Harbor. Why did that statement come up about the NAACP? Are they doing anything?
Here's the thing about the NAACP. As you know, I was the president of the NAACP here from 2008 up until 2012. And we raised hell. And one thing about the NAACP, they don't want you to raise, even the NAACP don't want you to raise hell. All they want you to do is walk around here with a title. That's all they want you to do. So by us doing something, Walpole, what they did, they took the mayor, the black mayor, the one we recall, and they took the CEO and the vice president of Walpole. They went down and talked to the president of the NAACP, local president, state president, and they made a deal. They said that Walpole said they wanted to support the NAACP, but they would not support the NAACP under my leadership. So they had to figure out a way to get rid of me. So they couldn't do it just outright, so they had to lie, sneak. Whirlpool went out and bought 300 memberships. 300. Because we only had maybe 175 to 200 people. And they decided that they was going to do it that way. But here's the bad part. After buying all the membership, it just so happened my branch got the check. And that broke their heart because we took it and deposited it, and ain't nothing they could do about it. So now they were so mad they don't have no money. The Whirlpool did not renew the memberships. Now they only got about eight members, and it's so embarrassing. They do exactly nothing. So anyway, the NAACP is actually out of touch with the black community. They've been bought and sold by the corporation. Not just this branch of NAACP. Whirlpool can buy them and sell them just like it's free. But it's a shame that we put our you know, when we talk about the NAACP, we think that they're going to go out there and fight for us. The NAACP is not going to fight for you. Don't even ask them because it's too embarrassing. Because they're not going to do nothing.
Yeah, it's embarrassing. Yeah, it is. It is. Rev, I said it before you came on. We were talking about, because I took the bio off of your website and discussed it a little bit before we got on here. And I was finding out that in your video, it shows you out there, bullhorn, you out there with your ankle bracelet and everything. And I found, I said, man, this you know, that's compelling. That brings a good spirit for those of us who stay in the struggle. But I noticed that I did not see one famous person that's always in the news when they want to be seen. And I'm going to be honest, we say it out here. I didn't see Sharpton. I don't see Jesse. And we're talking about gross injustice on a petition. When we got an election in November, and then we got right down the street from you, Detroit with no water. That's why I say it's time for us to stand up and denounce these groups and stop giving our money, stop giving our energy to them, because these are some of the most compelling situations that you, that whole state is going through. And I know each one of us should know, everybody who's on this phone from another state, you have problems as well, but Detroit is almost a poster child. And Michigan, period. And so I commend you for keeping it going and staying the fortitude, brother. That's strength and fortitude. That's exactly what we should stand on. But let me ask you this question. With all the people I'm seeing and so forth, are they starting to get a little bit nervous? Because I see a diverse crowd starting coming to your rescue there.
Oh, absolutely. They're scared to death. Believe me, they are. I'm going to be going up to Detroit on Friday to speak. We're going to have a tremendous rally there. We're going to, you know, when you talk about, and here's something that a lot of people don't quite understand. When you talk about over 1,000 people water getting cut off every single day, if that don't make you mad enough to fight, I don't think nothing in this world will. I think, to me, that's the biggest thing that's got going. It's not just, see, the people don't understand, they say, oh, that's Detroit. Oh, no, it's coming to you next. So you better brace yourself. The emergency manager that we always talk about, it said, well, oh, that's just in Benton Harbor. That then became Detroit, Pontiac, Flint, Muskegon, all these other places. 17 different metropolitans now have emergency managers. So whether we like it or not, if we don't start moving, we're all going to be behind barbed wire fences. Until we make that adjustment and do the things that need to be done and come out here fighting, so everybody can do something. I don't care what
that's
it
right.
is. If you can't walk, you can crawl. You understand? So that's the way
that's
we
right.
have to do, you know, and that's how we have to fight. To me, there's no other way to fight other than that way. And I'm hoping that your listeners understand how important it is to get out here and fight for what's right. Stand up to these people, because I'm telling you, it's coming to your house next.
It's happening in Florida now. Florida, and these municipalities are starting to come after the workers now. They're talking about cutting budgets. And this water thing, now let me get back to that water, because there are states who are listening now. You don't have a lot of water, Georgia. Those of you on Georgia, your water supply is very low. Very low.
Absolutely.
And
that's just the way it is, you know. But we better, you know, when you think about the water and stuff like that, it's amazing. It's amazing how we deal with this. They want to take everybody, and here's the thing. Next is going to be the air. You see, well, you're going to say, well, how will they do that? The same way they did the water. Same way. No ifs, ands, and buts about it. I never thought for a moment they would be able to do water the way they do now. But that's what they're doing. They've been doing the same thing for years. And we're allowing it to happen. So how can we, get together and get out and fight? The people that are listening on the radio show today, they better understand that it's coming to their door next. I don't care if you're living in Mexico. It's coming.
It's coming. And that's called, and I know you've been on, you got a radio show on, I think you were still on the air on Sunday.
Right.
And I'm going to still start to call in and get involved with that, because like I say, I know it's coming. I see it. And it's called Agenda 21. And everybody should know that he said emergency management. That's FEMA. That's another name for FEMA. FEMA is the Federal Emergency Management Agency. And they are now taking over state based off economic instability. Let me ask you now, this is voter suppression, supposedly. They're saying that you had fraudulent and forged them. They have not brought in one expert on looking at your handwriting. It has no expert, no handwriting experts. You have not one person who came as a witness. That has to be the biggest farce in the court system if they can pull this off.
Well, you know, here's what was even more important. They have a history of doing what they want to do. You see, anytime we don't do anything, we're giving them carte blanche to do whatever they want to do, whatever they have to do. And we got so many people that's afraid. And when you have this many people that's afraid, see, my message is clear. It's more of us than them. When it's more of us than them, we can win the battle. You see? And we just have to put ourselves in a position to win this battle. They got people who buffer for them. They got people
that's
who
right.
doing things for them that shouldn't be doing anything. But the point is, we allow them. You know, like here in the city of Benton Harbor, we got guys giving these guys lap dances and stuff, you know, just to make sure that they get a few dollars in their pocket. So we got
right.
it all, dry bones.
Let me ask you, I get this question all the time when we get into deep conversation, and I know that you have a congregation and you pastor a group of people. We believe that most of our people's programming is coming from church, for our thinking. It has to be something wrong when there's more churches and more black neighborhoods than there is any type of business. And that means all the states. I'm going to go from here to Buffalo to Michigan to Detroit to Miami to whatever, and you will see more churches in the black community than anything else. Why is it that message like this cannot get out about what they are doing through the government? That's where it seems to be, because we can't get – nobody goes to anything bigger than the churches. If you want to have a group of people meet, it's you namely on Sunday. What is the problem, and what you think is going on?
Well, the number one problem, it all started with the faith-based money. See, one of the things that if you're a man of God, you shouldn't be driven by money. Money should not be the root of what you're trying to do. The Bible teaches me, it says, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose your own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? We got every Sunday morning, we got the congregation undivided attention. What we
yes.
say during that 1 hour, 2 hours, wherever it is the most important thing that we can ever say. But unfortunately, they're using it in a way that's actually destroying the people. Ministers used to be out in the community. Jesus was out in the community. Jesus had to turn over a few tables. He even had to use the whip. But people nowadays, they're not going to do anything, and they got all kind of cop-outs. Oh, I'm going to have to pray about it. Anytime you hear a pastor say he's going to pray about something, he's lying. 90% of the time, he's lying. He's just outright lying. That's what he's doing. And that's what they do. They use that as a cop-out. I'm going to pray about it. Yes, you're going to pray about it because you're lying. That's what you're doing. And that's what they do. They've been doing the same thing over and over again. They got these people so confused, they don't even know which way is up. You know, they don't even know. I mean, if they didn't, you got to believe that God is going to move. You see what I'm saying? But he's not going to move if you hear preaching me the gospel and your pulpit is contaminated with your lies. How he going to move on that issue? It ain't going to happen
right.
with dry bones.
And see, this is the thing that we're going through even here, that when you get to tell people this type of information, they have a tendency to cop out with what you say, I'll pray about it. And my thing is, as a people, we do not step up to the plate at all. We are always trying to blame everybody. And instead of saying to ourselves, we have a chance to change this. And they use every excuse, just like you said, and I witnessed this for years. that once they see it's not happening to them, we have a tendency to act like it's not important anymore. But I'm telling everybody who's listening tonight, if you do your research and you look at their story in Benton Harbor and you look at Detroit and then start looking at your own newspaper stories, you will start to notice the same exact moves that will happen to them is happening to your state. Now, let me ask you something real quick. For this so-called trial they're trying to drum up, your lawyers and everything, they have to be pretty confident. If this is able to go through, we pretty much don't, the people, in my estimation, should be outraged by now. But what is your lawyer saying about this?
Oh, well, we know we're outraged, but people are not outraged. See, here's the difference. See, when it's not happening to you, you might say, oh, well, you're going to be all right. You might do this. But when it's, it makes a difference. See, I care less. I could fight this battle really by myself. Because when you start depending on other people, you lose focus. You start to, here's something a lot of people don't know. The best way to have a lot of friends, when you see people with a lot of friends, here's the secret. You don't ask them to do nothing. Anytime you don't ask people to do anything, you have a lot of friends. If you ever want to be alone, just start asking people to do things. Even my little bitty petition online, I have asked people to sign my petition. They had lied and said they had already signed. They don't know that I can see who signed and who didn't sign. You see, they don't know that. Oh, I already signed it. I signed it earlier. I signed this. They don't know. All I had to do is go look at it and see that you didn't sign. You see? So this is what I see. If you wanna get rid of people, ask them to do something. If you don't want nobody around you, say maybe a guy you don't like no more, say, hey, I want you to do me a favor. Just ask them to do something for you. Then you'll see them start running. Then they'll shift the blame and say it's all you. You see, this is how people are. You see, people call me all through the night to help them. And I never complain. Never complain. Because it's the right thing to do. I ask people to sign my petition. I ain't asking for no money. I ain't asking for nothing. But to sign the petition, and rather than going and signing it, they lying and saying that they already signed it. I guess they don't know that I can see that they didn't sign. I can look at all the names. So that's what I'm saying. So that's one of the problems that I see with us. And when you talk about... Go ahead.
Now, I want to ask you about that, because now we see that the protests are going on. What are you getting this from, the day-to-day people, or are these people from other churches? Because it is hard for me to believe that they cannot see that if this is happening to you, and it's really something that, it happens all over the country, but you're telling me that they would not sign a petition throughout all the churches that's in Benton Harbor.
Oh, absolutely. You couldn't pay them. I ain't putting my name on that so they can see who I am. One lady told me, I have to put my address on there. I have to put my name on there. I said, your name ain't that famous that it can't go on a little petition. I said, you should put your name anywhere. You can put your name on toilet tissue. This is how we do. This is our history. We don't never get no place. All we do is sit around and talk. We're the talkingest people there is in the world. We'll come on the radio show and tell all the things we going to do and what we going to do. And we're not going to even bust a grape, you know. And that's what they know about us. But I'm a man of action.
I'm going to tell you something, Rev. There's something I read early today about that. And it goes to say, and this came from somebody, I know you heard about this too, Mary Neal. She talked about it sometimes, about eugenics. The person who started eugenics, she said they know blacks are very religious people, and they said they can use the minister who would be in their clutches to promote this. Are we starting to see that maybe that, unfortunately, I hate to say it like this, but that by what's happening with these churches, they are becoming just like the NAACP, non-effective?
Oh, no question about it. No question about it. The church is out of touch with the community right now. You see, and the NAACP is out of touch with the community. We're talking about two of the main problems in the black community is the church and the NAACP. Those are two of the main problems in our community. That's why we're being held back today because of them. But the problem is you can't talk about someone pastor in the community even though he may not be doing the right thing. You can't talk about the NAACP to black people who are not conscious of what's going on in the world. You can't do it. It don't work. So you got two entities that's holding the community back. And they know it. They know it. And then if the man come and rub them on their forehead a couple of times, they think they like them. They love to be liked by these folks. And then usually you got these ministers giving these guys lap dances too. So we got it all, man. But we got to learn. Either you with us or you against us.
Pretty much where we go. That's where we headed at, man. Is either you with this or you against it because you can't
If you're not with me, that means you're against me, and I'm gonna roll right over you. Don't get in my way.
And I think that's what the books say. It says you can't be lukewarm.
That's
right. Many of our people is lukewarm.
And you can't serve two masters.
You can't serve two masters. And many of our people want both of both worlds. I go through the same thing that you're talking about, but I feel that, you being of the older generation and an example, and see, many of us have not had older generations that are even doing what you're doing because they laid back saying, I'm going to get mine. I got my pension. I got my
Social
Security.
That's right. I'm going to get mine and whatever. But, like I always say, somebody got to take a bullet. That's why we all messed up now. We don't even have a future right now. Look at the school system. The school system is not a joke. But it's really a devastating situation, the school system itself, and what they have done to our children. And nobody is talking about it. I don't even have any children in the school system anymore, but I used to go to every school board meeting, and sit there and get up and make a statement about it, and they thought I was nuts. What you're talking about, you ain't got no kids in this school, that's it. Somebody got to say something about what's going on. Because there's nobody else talking about it. And some guy get up with a friend and say, the school district is so wonderful. How is it wonderful? It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. And we have a sister who talks on the show, comes on. Now, she's running for a school board up in Pinellas County, Irene Case. And the people would rather have somebody who has been lacking.
I'm losing you. I think I lost you. Come in. He's gone. Hello? Breaker 19. Hello? Breaker 19.
Show that happens a lot. The show gets cut off. Reverend Pinkney, can you hear me? This is Brother Sean Hill from Tampa, Florida. If any listeners are still on the call, looks like we've lost the audio from Brother Dry Bones, and looks like Brother Dorian. Reverend Pinkney has dropped off the call also. Wow, we'll give him a couple minutes to see if he can come back and join the blog talk session. This has happened before, so we hope everybody can just exercise a little patience.
Thank you. We're back on the air. Yes, we're back. Reverend Pinkney, you still with us?
I think he just he dropped off because he couldn't get a response.
Let me get him and y'all listening here. We're gonna keep this conversation going. I'm gonna call him back before it gets too late. But y'all listening to this, everybody, and I want y'all to realize that this conversation after this, we need to really recognize where we at in this country. And hopefully, I can get him back on the line.
Go ahead and try to get him back.
I got him.
Hello.
I got you back. Yeah, I'm with you now. That's me.
I was just getting ready to get you out of my wheel.
Oh.
I look dry bones. I said, you got to go. You cut me off the show.
No, actually, I want you to know, you might go to this too. Blog Talk has a tendency to drop me off or drop some of my shows. I have to go through a lot of things. I don't know if you ever had that problem because you're on Blog Talk as well on Sunday. But we have this frequently happen to us.
I understand. I truly understand that. Absolutely. But, you know, it's just so important that we don't let nothing stop us. You know, when stuff like that happens, just like you called back, that's how we do it.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And being persistent. There's nothing more important than being persistent and doing the things that need to be done. And, you know, I want to say this too, Dry Bones, which is important. I want your listeners to go to, I think you have the link to the my petition.
No, I have the link. What you sent me was the movie.
I'm gonna send you a link to my petition, and I want you to send it out to the listeners so they can also sign my petition. And believe me, I look for names on the petition. I'll be looking.
That's what I do.
But which is so important. We learn how to fight that way. Because we cannot allow them to continue to beat up on us and get away with this. And this is all across the country. We should be connecting in every single state. That's what I try to do. And if you look at my petition and all the different people who have signed the petition, all across the world, Australia, Japan, you know, all these people have signed this petition. And it's important to me to show people what we are capable of doing if we work together.
And I'm happy to work with you,
Dry Bones.
No, I tell you, and if you look for my name, I sent you something. If everybody sent what I sent, 1,000 people, they give you $25,000. I sent you something already, and look for us on the Dry Bones Connection. You see it in your PayPal account. I just want people to know that this is something that we should not take lightly. The facts remain, brother. What you're going through is you are the blueprint to fighting this new world order because you somehow, that city, that state is under siege, and it's under siege big time. And I know that you made a comment a couple of weeks back about them trying to get the water. Now, I just read a report not too long ago that they are trying to get the Five Finger Lakes. No question about it.
I remember about 10, 15 years ago, Whirlpool tried to buy Lake Michigan out here, knowing that the city of Benson Harbor do not own Lake Michigan. That was the stupidest thing I ever heard. I don't know whether it was publicity or what, but that was too stupid for me. And I had to tell them, I said, you can't buy no Lake Michigan. Stop it. Who you crapping, you know? I guess it was designed to embarrass them because they didn't know. These people don't know nothing, but we have to keep educating them. That's what we got to do.
And what they're doing is, though, they're using government policies. They got a thing about Agenda 21. And that is exactly what they're implementing.
Mm-hmm.
And many of us don't realize that they're buying up everything under the auspices of different corporations. Now, this Whirlpool thing, Whirlpool is starting to use animated robots, I heard, in their manufacturing facilities. Have they cut out many jobs?
Ooh, that's an understatement. Mostly all the manufacturer jobs. See, you know, it used to take maybe 25 people to make one washer and dryer. Now you can make 25 washer and dryers with one person.
Right.
So it's a whole new ball game, you see. And this is what people need to know. See, they don't need the labor force no more. You see, everything is automation. And that's what, and same thing with the automobile. Say, you know, you used to take 50 people to make one automobile. Now you can make 50 automobiles with one person, maybe even 100. You hear what I'm saying, Dry Bones?
Yeah, I hear you. And that's why I know all about the automotive industry because we grew up with it. And right now, all those jobs are gone. And pretty much they got smaller labor force. Let me ask you something else while I got you on the phone here. And I don't know if you have to take a few calls, but it's up to you. I know your time is precious. I've been seeing it says the gentrification. What is Whirlpool trying to take? Where the land at that they're trying to get?
Around the lake. They want all the land. Matter of fact, they're building these $500,000 condominiums around this golf course. They got this signature Jack Nicklaus golf course, designer golf course here. Definitely not for us. They got these condominiums going around it. So, you know, they want to push the people out of here. That's the goal. And they're being successful because people is running out of this place. I tell you, like, you would not believe gentrification is here, whether we like it or not. We can stop it if the people pull together.
I can take
a couple of calls, then I must go.
Okay, I'm gonna give one brother. I got a brother who's been on here, and I'll give a sister brother 8557. You got a comment or question for Reverend Pickney?
Greetings, Brother Dravones. Yeah, this is Brother Sean Hill, Tampa, Florida. It's good to be back with you, and it's a pleasure to have Reverend Pickney on the show tonight. And certainly would like to support what Reverend Pickney is doing, and also comment in addition to what he's saying with regard to the manufacturing. The government, speaking about the federal government, has not given up on Detroit, on the industrial capability of the city of Detroit. In fact, if anyone does just a little bit of research, you'll be able to see that the proposed plan, the long-term plan, or actually the near short-term plan, is to revitalize Detroit with the 3D printing. And anyone can go online to Google and just type in 3D printing, and that's going to be your new automated industrial capacity for North America, not just the United States. Canada and Mexico will be incorporated in this in the new workforce, in a new automated workforce. It's called 3D printing. So just take a look at some of the corporations that are instrumental in bringing about this automated industry, and Detroit is going to serve as the hub for this new 3D printing.
Let me make a comment real fast on that. They do have a program, but it does not include the African American population. If you look at it, they got these 7 billionaires who's buying up all the land in Detroit. They're going to, the automobile, because it's going to be strictly done by automation. Everything will be done by automation. Like I said, now you can almost produce, you can do 50 cars with one person now, or you might even be able to produce 100 cars with one person with this automation that they put into place to eliminate the people that's there. But the people are also, just like Benton Harbor, they're leaving Benton Harbor by the Grove, and also leaving Detroit by the Grove, and they're chasing them out of there left and right. They do not have the African Americans in the plan for the future of Detroit.
That's what I was thinking.
And also, remember this: they're cutting off 1,000 people water every single day to take their homes. So when your water get cut off, not only do they take your house, and if you have children, DHS come in and take your children. So it's a plot, it's a plan, and it's working. They're executing. I'll be there Friday for a major rally to discuss this stuff and to make sure we can get them back on board.
Well, you make sure you keep us informed on that. Let me get you one more question, one more, and
one more quick one, and then I gotta go.
Yeah, you gotta go. Let me get 8848. Make your comment quick. 8848.
Okay. Hi, brother. Reverend Sidney, thank you for coming through the show. This is something that it's like a plague. And it's creeping through the states, and people are not realizing that that it's not only one state. It's a lot of states going through this situation, and people are so busy having a good time. Now, you know, you mentioned something that really touched me, and that is whenever you ask people to do something, they run away from you. I feel that it's not so much that people do not want to do something. It is the fear that has been implemented and programmed into their system. Because we are living a dictatorship. We are. Whether, you know,
you're
people
right.
think that this is the land of the free. No, we're living a dictatorship, and it's going to get worse.
Right.
Unless we do something.
Darbone,
I gotta say this to you though. Unless we do something, remember it's more of us than them. You see, we shouldn't have people living underneath the bridge. We shouldn't have people hungry, going to bed hungry at night. We shouldn't have these things. But we have it because we allow it. We allow this to happen, and they know it. We too busy fighting with each other instead of fighting the enemy. Anytime you don't fight the enemy, you fight each other, this is what you get. Dry Bones, I got to let you go. It was truly a pleasure being on the show. And listen, listeners, I love y'all, and let's keep this fight going. And let people know we have just begun the fight. This is just the beginning. So drive on and make sure everybody please sign my petition. You can go to change.org, key in Reverend Edward Pinckney, and sign my petition. I'm going to send you the link, drive on, and you get it out for me.
I sure will.
All right, my brother.
All right, brother.
Yeah,
peace
I
love.
Appreciate it. All right now.
Now, everybody, we're going to have this conversation brought in, and I'll bring some of you in now. And let's just say this. This is happening. We're not talking off our heads. We're not making up nothing. We must come to grips that the groups I named, the groups he named, they ain't going to come to our rescue. It's about us coming to our own rescue now. You can't keep going to people that was created by other people. NAACP, do your research, was not funded by black people. It was created with an implemented plan to create a liberal lifestyle for those of us who consider ourselves now the new Democratic liberals. The game is being played, period. NAACP, all these urban leagues, all these organizations that y'all have so much entrenched, and it hurts to know that the churches, just like he said, and that's the pastor, y'all, who has a church, he said himself that they have been out of touch, and you can't even talk about somebody pastor, even though he's sorry as hell. That's my pastor. I hate going to the grocery store. Came back from, how you doing? I'm highly blessed. Highly blessed? Your ass is about to be unemployed. How are you highly blessed when you're about to be unemployed? Now, I don't get it. Now, I'm going to start bringing people into the call. Let me get 5959. Welcome to OE Drive Homes.
What's up, brother? How you doing?
All right, man. Wonderful. How you feeling now?
Man, excellent, brother. Brother Pinckney showed, dropped a lot of knowledge. I want to say this here while, it's a little bit of time. When he brought up about the air, I was just going to bring that up. So it was confirmation. If everybody remembers the movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger, Brother Drybone, you can remember the one where he was on Mars and they had that artificial air and they was charging people for air. Total Recall. Total Recall. Yes, that's Total Recall. And what he just said was confirmation, because people don't understand, these people are about world domination. They don't have nothing for natural laws of nature, which is God. These people want to rule the whole world. And I think that's one thing just with the water. If you remember, there's an old movie called Waterworld, where they had the people dealing with the water, and they had that all under construction, where they couldn't even get to that. All this stuff in the movies they're starting to do for real. They're not even playing with
yes,
it.
Yes, they are. They got something on, we just put on the website called The Calling, which is C-U-L-L-I-N-G, The Great Calling, which is talking about using water as a weapon. Like I said before, some of you areas, you know, during certain times of the year, they tell you about not using this, not using that, by water. They are very much aware of using these type of systems. Let me get some more calls. We've been waiting for a while of time. Keep y'all on the air, so when y'all get a chance, I'll bring y'all back in. Let me go to 9240. 9240, you on the air, OE Dry Bones. 9240. Looks like Fort Lauderdale. All right. Let me go to 3000. 3000, 3000, you on the air.
Hey, how you doing? I'm Dion Ballard. I love the show and everything. Hey, I'm having a great time and I listen to the show. I just want to say something. I live in Springfield, Massachusetts, and a lot of people don't know that in my state that the powers that be are already are monitoring everybody through their IDs. And I looked this up on the internet, and I did not know that, but what happened was one day I ran a red light, and I didn't know, I saw the car, but I was like, you know how you ran, you do something, and you just like, okay, well, okay, I got away with that. And so what happened on my ID did not have the address, you know, where I was living at, because at the time I was doing PCA work, personal care assistant work.
Right.
So I was living where I was actually living where I was working. So therefore, the next day, I got the ticket basically where I was working at. And I was like, how did the cop know exactly where I was at? You know, he knew exactly where I was at. And I researched it and everything that there is a chip within your ID or license that monitors your every whim and where that you're going. And this it started in our state, the state of Massachusetts, and they're going to implement this in every state. But I just want to let people know that this stuff is real, is real deal. I came in, firsthand with it. So, yeah. So I like what you did.
Now, thank you, brother. Now that what he's saying, they tried to do it with the so-called voter ID. Then they went to. You had to have an ID for everything, but now it's written into the Obamacare, everybody. That's where they may get us at. The Obamacare, which for those of you who do not know this, just look up Obamacare, put it in Google. That's the beauty of this computer, why we got it. Look it up. They're going to put all your records on these chips. It's already being shown. They claim they may implement it in 2017. That's the projection. I don't know if it's going to happen or not, but I'm just telling you, it's the projection. So we are very close to the point, or are we going to accept this or not? Now, that's when we will see who the men and women are. Because, see, we do all that talking.
Yes.
But, see, you're going to be tested then. See, we're going to come to the big test. And we're going to see who's going to take what. Because that's going to prove who and what. Because you are not probably going to be able to administer through this corporation. Now, it may not happen all at once, but I'm telling you, some brother just said, he said earlier about Detroit, Canada, and Mexico. That's why the borders are open, everybody. The borders are open because they already have done it. They already have done
that's
it. There is no more borders. Let me go to 777. 777, you on the air.
What's up? No worries, you're about to get off the air.
How you doing, Brother Jack Vaughn? Just enjoy another show.
All right.
Well, I think it's already forecast that. I mean, it's like the brother said, this is already happening. But like I said, the Edward Snowdens are pretty much confirming it. Well, I was just reading today that Russia just decided to reopen its spying base in Cuba. I was reading that today. So whatever Edward Snowden might have divulged to them, it's that serious that Russia closed that spying network like decades ago. So they're going to reopen it, you know, and I'm sure it's based off of what they discovered from Edward Snowden. So yeah, we are pretty much there already. The thing about it is that we have a public that's been conditioned already to accept this. They pretty much quell the rebellious nature of the American people. I mean, you have your patriots that are still rallying up, but they're not really making any noise. But because the majority has already been pacified and have been already conditioned to pretty much accept this, for the exception of maybe restrictions, I don't see any significant resistance being put up. You know, because it's pretty much here. I think it's just a question of just them just letting everybody know that it's here, face with it, deal with it, and we move on from there. But right now, I think the public has already been dumbed down enough to accept it. We pretty much laid the foundation already. The police state has been pretty much ingrained into the mind of the psyche of the upcoming generation, because most of the TV shows you see now are all about police dramas. They're pretty much portraying the police officers as the vanguard of society, and most of these TV drama series you see on TV. So it's pretty much a planned, systematic takeover of the society. You know,
I appreciate the call. I'm gonna bring you back in. Hold tight, this, because you got a lot of air noise. I'm gonna bring you back in. Let's talk about that for a minute, because we are seeing the police. Remember now, William Cooper. Everybody, go to the website www.drivebonesconnection.com. We have a interview that William Cooper did on CNN in 1993. And let me just say this. Might be cut people off because I'm hearing a lot of noise. Let's just say this. William Cooper said this in 93. It exactly is happening the way he said it was. The police are actually changing into black garb. I told y'all, black is Saturn. Saturn is why Darth Vader wore black. And y'all just look up how the occult world, I keep telling you, we are in the occultic world, regardless if you believe it or not. They do everything with symbolism. Whirlpool. Y'all look at that whirlpool symbol. I told you, Saturn, if you know us, the last few people have been trying to tell us something. Michael Jackson album, before he just came out, Saturn's around his head. They are telling you what they're bringing in. Now, Saturn eats its children. The attributes of Saturn is the eating of the children. That is why it's called Santa Claus, Saturnalia. They eat the children. And this is a period that we do not understand, because this is cosmic forces are working. And I'm just taking the show up a little bit higher, because, see, we knew the NAACP ain't no good. That's old. The problem with them is they the boule. We've been told about the boule. Many of our cousins, family members, people that we love are AKAs, and, you know, they cool. We love them. But they don't know that part that we're talking. The upper echelons, when it was George G.M. James, W.D. Du Bois, all the great ones at that time were all part of the boule. George G.M. James, Dr. Woodson, Miseducation Negro, boule. I told you, Steve Coakley did an excellent, excellent expose on the boule, and it exists. And just look at Brother Griffin from the so-called Clippers. He has the Griffin right on his red, a.k.a. the first organization, was the Alphas. I'm probably wrong, but y'all know what I'm talking about. They wear red, and they love, you know, Q Dogs, artists, these are symbolic. Symbolic. They may not even know how deep it is. But he said it's a buffer. They are the buffers. Without that particular group of blacks, it's almost like the Moors who came into Africa because they looked at black. And they guided him into Africa with them. That's the buffers. Because they can't do this without us. We are doing it to ourselves, and we will get more into that. Let me go to 0638. 0638, you on the air with E. Dry Bones.
Hotel, Brother Dry Bones.
Hotel.
Going back to what Reverend Pinckney was saying about the churches and so forth, let us remember when Dumb Down Bush came in with the FBI, which is Faith-Based Initiatives. A lot of churches were in need for monies. So when they actually took monies, which was a faith-based initiative money, it prohibits them from actually kind of like speaking out on things that are immoral. So once a lot of them had taken the money, then all these things as far as social injustices and the immoral acts of, you know, homosexuality and whatever that they know are immoral that goes against nature's principles, they can't really speak out against that because they've taken the money, and that is what prohibits a lot of these churches or these social institutions that were made up to suppress the communities within our own culture. I mean, this is what really held them by the throat, and that was what did it. And it was a wrap. So that was just a thought.
Now, that's a good thought. I like how you put that, FBI faith-based initiative money. So basically, it's like making them the new secret agents of the neighborhood, FBI faith-based initiative. Put the words together, y'all, because that was excellent, but I like how you put that together. Because remember, there is where they want the pastors. Y'all better look this up. FEMA had already said they're going to use the pastors to lullaby the people into calming down when all this gets to be broken down and say, hey, they got camps for us. And the preachers would be used just like they was used in Margaret Springer's The Negro Project. The preachers would be used as the comforter. And it will comfort the crowd down, even though they look skinny down, and be with slick hair, and they run around on CNN, they'll use those to comfort you down. So, and they'll say, they got something for us. Now, ask yourself this. Y'all know this is true. Because we fighting two wars. Not only are we fighting the international war of the Illuminati bankers, we fighting our own people. And believe it or not, our people is the toughest war. Oh, yes. The Illuminati, like my man say, the corporation, they only 1%. Even their own people know that. And I want you to know something, everybody. I know we talk against white people a lot in some ways because of what they've done, but let me just say this. There's a lot of white people who are fighting back also. A lot of different groups are fighting back. But here's the key factor. Everybody always say this. When are we going to really fight back? Because, and I mean, I don't mean fighting back that just jumping on the street and getting yourself killed by police that's wearing black. I'm talking about, well, we're going to start strategizing with what's going on within your own realms of people. Even if you don't go out into the streets, which is fine, y'all better realize food is going up. It don't have to go up. It's going up because they have a strategy called Clive and Pivot. They got a strategy called the Malthusian theory. All these are economists and sociologists. And what they have done has they put them together to see how they can disrupt people. And food was one of the major things to use. And I'm going to tell y'all something. It was one of my favorite movies. And I love this movie. It was The Omen. And if y'all remember The Omen movies, and I'm going to bring everybody back on, and I'd like to get people comments and so we can keep going and try to make it brief so we can get more callers in. in the next segment. The Omen. Remember when Damien, when Caesarion was making a fool for creating famine? They had a formula they were going to use food and put it in the famine areas so they would be able to control the famine areas. And then, of course, you've seen what happened to them. That's real. They were showing you a program called the Malthusian Theory. And that is being used on us daily, not just on us, but on a global scale. But forces are fighting back. I don't want to sound like it's doom and gloom. It's a war on both ends. And you know, this show here, we try to bring it to you in all dimensions. Nothing is literal on our show. You do not take anything I say as literal because it's symbolic in nature as well. So when I tell you that they are using Saturn, that is very much esoteric symbolism of the cultic above, so below system, which is true. We don't look at the gods as planets. We've been told not to look at gods as planets. But actually, the ancients looked at those as planets, as gods. And because we don't understand Saturn and Jupiter and Mars, and we don't understand why, and some of you who do help us out and tell others who do, that's why Facebook is so easy. You really don't have to go door to door like some of the older generation have to do. You got Facebook. You can reach people. He said what I always been saying. That's why it's called Dry Bones Connection. We can connect throughout different areas to find out what the brothers said and up there going on in Massachusetts. That's confirmation for us, for down here. So if we see a law being passed, we should be down there saying, uh-uh, that can't be passed, y'all. But we don't. And we always say we enter the law. Well, the only way you can be a fighter of the law is to know it. You got to be a participant in that which is coming into fruition as law. That means you got to be knowing when they about to pull this off. They put in stuff every day on us. How many of y'all aware of this is about to come? And many of y'all do. I'll bring y'all on. Y'all can discuss this also. That they are preparing for a fake war. They are using every implementation of the same thing they did in Iraq. Now it's going to be done with Israel and Syria and so forth. All because they are to control that pipeline that's going to come out from the Suez Canal. They have to have control of that. This is what it's all about. It's about resources. So I got some more callers. Let me bring y'all in. Where's Sean at? Get him back on. Let me get Montu. Montu, you gone? I don't see Montu on the line no longer. I'll bring, there we go. I think that's Montu right there. 8557.
Yeah, I'm still with you, Dry Bones.
Okay, I got you.
Go
ahead.
I'm so glad you just mentioned the Israel-Palestinian conflict that's been going on for decades now, and such that in the present state of their conflict, such that the Palestinian people have rejected unequivocally every negotiation on every forthcoming ceasefire agreement that Israel has offered, because they flat out know that Israel will recant on every offer and agreement that they've made. So you're looking at a country of people that are under occupation, obviously have been under occupation ever since the United Nations was formed. And so they're at the last option, and their last option is to continue fighting. They don't care about trying to reach any type of ceasefire agreement or peace deal. They've made several peace agreements with Israel since 1993, 1995, 2013, and if anyone just does a little bit of research, you see Israel has broken every one of those agreements. They had a young teenage child he's actually returning to Tampa tonight from Israel, who was beat by Israeli police, law enforcement, or Israeli Defense Force. members there, and he's a Tampa native. So, you know, the atrocities that are being committed all over the world, not just here, you know, in our backyard and in our neck of the woods. Like you said, whether it's a fight for resources, water, really good documentary about the water wars called Blue Gold, and another documentary called Tapped. So we're experiencing all of these attempts at, like you said, oppression. These are all oppressive measures against all of humanity. It's not a racism thing. It's not the white man doing it to the black man. So for all the conscious brothers and sisters who still want to keep trying to promote a racial agenda and keep buying into that, you know, that racial illusion, adding fuel to the fire, that's only
let me
persecute our own people. That's not helping either.
Well, let me say this then on that one. Let me just, because that's a good conversation right there. The racial problem that I read, and W. Du Bois said that would be the thing of the 21st century race problem. Without racial issues, y'all, the NAACP would be finished. They wouldn't have anything to do. So it behooves them to always create racial tension. Now you say, well, it is happening. Yes, it is. I'm not saying they did not come up with the concept of white supremacy. That would be foolishness. White supremacy was developed in the 1700s. Prior to that, I keep telling people, if you really know your history, prior to that, black dick was all over Europe. Ain't black dick was all through Europe, tearing them up. So let's not be foolish to think that we was not doing nothing. Because they got symbols of the black dick all over the place. So that should be put to end. But we talking about is this system that had to be held over here has gotten to be the race game. Now, we mentioned that Israeli Dasselin, who was of the Rothschild family, said they will make race the major game. Race is a game based off the fact who gets rewarded from it. So if they can keep you believing that, oh, you're so oppressed, it'll make you stop reacting to free yourself. This is what their psychological testing tells us. So because the NAACP and the Sharptons and Jesse Jackson, remember Rainbow Coalition, who gave him the money? Found out Hugh Hefner gave him the money. Who is Hugh Hefner? That's George Bush's cousin. So you see the connection? Do the research. They are creating that so we can have a problem. Notice El Sharpton was at Trayvon Martin, but he's not in Chicago, where they had 82 killings. He's not in Detroit. He's not in Benton Harbor. He's not here in Miami, where we had a shootout where it killed seven, shot seven people and injured 23, because that is not what they need to see. They got to have a color game. See, black on black don't make no NAACP money. Black on black don't make money. But white on black make money.
Exactly.
So they going to show
those are
white
paid
and black
actors. That's right.
Paid actors. So they come out with the white and black issue. And y'all know what y'all see. What's y'all take on that? Is they coming out? Let me ask, get a few of y'all on the line. Let me ask Brother 3000. Are they using race to destabilize us, brother, and y'all? And could you make the comment quick so we can get more people on that one?
What happened now? I'm sorry.
Go ahead. You can answer.
Oh, I'm sorry. What did you say? I'm sorry.
I said, do you think they're using race as a way to keep us destabilized, since they only show up when it's a black and white issue and you don't see them when it's a black and black issue? You think they're using that as a way of keeping us destabilized and them making money? Because to me, without that, they wouldn't be no need for the NAACP.
I totally agree with you with that one, because Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson, Rainbow Coalition, I never really believe in that type of organization for civil rights. And it is like evident right now with the Trayvon Martin and, you know, these other things that are happening, even in my neck of the woods, there's a lot of things that happen, like, with, like, racially, I think it was biased, and, you know, I'm close to New York, and I haven't heard of Al Sharpton and all these other, you know, so-called civil rights activists, you know. So.
Well, they only show up, I mean, it's like this. I'm not going to dispel the fact that white supremacy exists in America. And the reason why I'm not going to dispel it, because I know the fact that it was developed and brought over here as a mainstay of division, because, again, for those you don't realize, because of the sexual activity and magic that sex has, you end up having sex with whoever in your parameters. That's why the indigenous had sex with the people who came over here from England. This is documented. They had sex. How do you think they were able to sway the indigenous? Because once you get into the sexual connotation and you create a new being from each other, it carries on and you have a connection. So that's why it was so easy for them to interact. It didn't happen overnight, everybody, and I keep stressing it. They took them 50 to 75 years before they even started moving into these regions of these states. They was only on the coast, first coast for the beginning. We have to look at history much differently and quit looking for this fast fix that we trying to be so quick to get. They use sex, and sex is the biggest thing. So when we were brought over here, they were brought over here, and then those who were already here, the sex game played a big part in what's going on today, and they using that race game based off the fact that, hey, Planned Parenthood and all these other devices, these are slave population control for all people. See, even in Europe, their population growth, everybody, is very low. Y'all know that. Y'all heard this from everybody. So, of course, they're going into a new dimension. They're using science. They said, we can't get the dicks to give us the baby, so we're going to go into science. And that's where they at. But they know that our ability is very strong, and so with so many of the indigenous melanated people, of course we can wipe them out through sex, which would be easy. But that is not what these people are about. And what we need to come to grips with is, where are we at in this? The brother mentioned about having the NAACP, the church, and all them being disconnected from us. And it is hard to reach family members sometimes because of these things, because it's entrenched in our mind. It becomes necessary for people to escape to these type of vehicles. And people say, well, you know, what good is this? It's a lot of good. Because if you didn't have some people to talk to, you would go crazy. And you would go back into the dead. If you think you can be around ignorant people without being around people with some sense, you'll be sadly mistaken, because you will start to act stupid. This is documented. They watched us. They figured they can get the more foolish of us. They'll give them power, which would be the preachers and them. Right. The preachers know damn well they don't know what they're talking about, half of them. And they got our people that don't talk about them.
Real important. He said, when you give a black person a title, and that's all our entertainers, our celebrities, our athletes, they've been given titles. And that's what that's the point where Reverend Picnic said, serving two masters. They received a title from the oppressors. The oppressors are the ones that are handing out these people titles, making them senators, making them the most beautiful celebrity in Hollywood, the world's riches, and all this, King James. And once these people, not just saying black people, as soon as they give these people titles, then they automatically start serving the oppressors. And they forget about the self-determination of all humanity. And that's what's happening. And that's how those of us become lured into the illusions of like you said, sex and money. And that becomes the dominating force in the society we live in.
It is sex and money. All right, let me get some more people on here. Let me see if 4426. 4426, you want to get back on that?
Hey, what's up, Brother Drybones? It's Tony.
What's up, bro? Go, man. You've been living good. How you feel, brother? Good to see you. Good to hear you. I ain't seen you back. Go ahead.
I've been listening to you guys chop it up for a little bit, and, you know, it was some very important topics that was raised, but I think ultimately, it's like any nation, the people who gets tired of getting their butt whipped by their master, their slave master, they're going to have to stand up. And I think that's the only way to defeat this particular dark cloud that's over our head. If you can name me any nation in the world that has ever subdued their master, you know, through peaceful intentions, then I simply believe we all are mistaken. So I think the best way to put it and to sum it up of what I'm saying is basically we got to get off of the chessboard. We got to find a way to get off of the monopoly board. And to me, that means just stop participating in the system. And I understand because you're looking at a man that goes through it every day. When I get up in the morning every day, I bite my fingernails trying to figure out where my next dollar is going to come from. But because I keep a positive mind and I keep, you know, pushing and I keep understanding, making it, you know, the dream come true, sort of say that, hey, I'm the one that has to do these things. You know, those blessings that I receive in the form of Federal Reserve notes or dollars, they come my way. So, I mean, it's something that, yes, we're scared of because we don't want to give up that good $60,000 good paying job we got. But at the same time, you know, it's just like the brother Sean said earlier, you know, you can't serve two masters. You know, it's either you're going to have one or the other.
Well, I like how you said that. But, see, I don't think we're giving up these jobs. I think these jobs are going to be giving us up because they're going to start to lay off people based on the fact that, again, and this is just on what we're seeing through manufacturing world. Y'all go to these magazines and just look at automation, y'all. This is the beauty of this medium. When y'all hear something like we read the other night, and I'm going to say it again, because everybody into that Latin and so forth, but when somebody tells me something, I look it up. I happen to take that as being a confirmation, like Brother said earlier. This is just confirmation. But when somebody tells you that the motto of the Royal Irish Society, a think tank in Europe, and their motto is nugus ad verba, which means take nobody's word for it, and they adopted that, that's something that we need to take into account. We have a tendency to take the words of everybody except that which is in ourselves. Y'all know doggone well, and he just made a point that we do have to get more involved, and it's a hustle for everybody. Everybody out there, sisters out there, it's a hustle. But you know what? The innate spirit in all of us is called self-preservation. Everybody on the planet, every species has that in them, self-preservation. And because we have not gotten to that, you know, our biting the fingernails is cool, but we haven't gotten to the point where we're searching for food now. We kind of get a little bit lackadaisical because we must remember, and Brother Sean said, and the brother, they are shooting babies and bombs on people on a regular basis. We ain't never experienced that yet. You know, we ain't experienced bombs in a long time. So we have to look at that. And I'll let y'all go. Let me go to 8848 because she's been there. Go ahead, and then I'll go to I think that was Brother Sean. Go ahead, 8848.
Yes, it's like Brother Sean says. It's something that I've been saying too. It's just creeping through. Everything that we're seeing in the world today, and you know, towards the Middle East, it's just something that we need to know that it's coming our way, and it's coming our way because we're not really doing anything about it. I mean, look how many things that the reverend is going through. I mean, he should have all the ministers with him, but everybody's so loud, And
that is very serious.
True.
Now you know, I want you to know, Farrakhan, and I'm gonna let Brother Sean go next. I just want you to know before we forget now, Farrakhan's involved with that too, because remember, he's done the show before. The person who was going to take the mayor's job was from the Nation of Islam. He was a member. He's in the community. So that's also a connection. So you have to wonder what the handout, what that is, because it's all connected. You're supposed to put this brother in to get that no good mayor out. And so where are we with all this? And why would churches not want to sign a petition? I'm asking everybody, sign the petition. It don't take nothing to sign a petition. You should not be scared about your name and all that, because the brother just made it clear. Your driver's license probably already got everything that they can find you with. So let's get the fear out of us first. That's another thing. We got to get fear out of us. You know, people be talking about, I don't want to talk on that show because, you know, y'all talking all that. That's fear. If you're scared to talk on a show to give you more enlightenment, that's fear. And then if you're going to use those Bible scriptures, but that comes from the Masonic Hebrews, it says you can't have fear.
Exactly.
And that's what we got. We got fear. We got a lot of and grown men out there, and I'm going to let Brother Sean take the next one, and then I'm going to keep going with the rest of y'all. And keep it brief as we get closer to the hour. Fear, grown men, they have feminized our men so much that we don't even have any love for each other. We don't have no love for each other at all. Go ahead, Brother Sean. Make your comment quick, and I'm going to keep going down the line.
And that's a serious, serious problem, and to where it becomes a threat to each and every one of our own survival. That's a very powerful point that the entire ecclesiastical, the clergymen of the religious world, whether someone's a Baptist, Presbyterian, Lutheran, where are the reverends that are standing along with Reverend Pickney that are coming to his aid? And so, and that's one thing that, you know, that's something we're all going to experience here in the short future time frame ahead. It's going to come down to relying on and depending on the people in our local communities for support, because the outreach, like you just mentioned, starting to show out from the NAACP on down to the Urban League, the American Civil Liberties Union, that outreach and those organizations will not be there to help you. You're going to have to start depending on the people, your next-door neighbors, the people in your local community. It's sad that Reverend Pickney is going through this situation and experiencing these consequences just for the simple fact that he organized a voter recall. That's it. Let's don't forget that. He's experiencing these attacks because he organized a voter recall to remove a corrupt politician. So you can,
and let
can
me
see
tell you
the type of resistance he's encountered.
Good comment on that, because we had this happen here in Miami, everybody. A rich individual by BMW owner and Philadelphia owner of the Philadelphia Eagles one time, Brayman, paid for an election himself. Unfortunately, who we have now is probably on the take from Brayman based on what we're seeing, because we haven't heard from him since he got this mayor in. But this was done and had no problem doing it with his own money. He paid for this. So this is something that is a given through your political so-called constitutional rights, for those of you who believe it still exists. This is what they're telling you. So look. This ain't something the man did that was outrageous. He did in the parameters of what they call the law here. And they went after him because they did not want to remove a mafia corrupt organization of what I consider the same thing that's going on around the world, bankers. They're banking on us, and they're getting paid, and they don't want to get overtime. They're doing all kind of illegal stuff. So, of course, they couldn't have that. And who are they using again? A black mayor. See, this is why I say you got to stop saying who's doing what, because a black mayor is doing this without no problem, having no problem doing it. So let that go. And then let's take that one call next, and everybody try to make it brief. Russia is in Cuba. Now, y'all should know this is to be truthful, and I hope y'all listen carefully. Russia was always in Cuba. Yeah, Russia
That's
was
right.
always in Cuba. Never left Cuba. Matter of fact, that's why they don't touch it now. Because communism ain't going nowhere. Who was the promoter of communism at that time? Russia. And so it's a joke, and Russia and America are friends. They are friends. And I want y'all to make this assertion, y'all look it up. Germany just won the World Cup. It actually was the Nazi Bowl, because that's where all the Nazis left Germany and went to Argentina. So they just played each other for fun yesterday. They happy. But these two countries, and with Germany being powerful again as it, on the scale of Europe, they can bring in what they always wanted to bring in. I know it sounds crazy, but they plan to bring in the second coming of the Holy Roman Empire. That's what they're trying to do. That's what they're trying to do. They ain't faking it like we. They bring in the second coming of the Holy Roman Empire. And they are very close, and they're doing it because they figure the people here ain't waking up except those who are called the protesters, the Protestants. That was their number one enemy back in the day, was the protesters. So just think about history is repeating itself. Y'all always say, oh, it's repeating itself. Ain't nothing new under the sun. Let me go to who else? Let me get somebody else online. Let me go and bring out y'all. Make a comment brief, but we're going to please bring in that 0262. Make a comment brief, and I'm going to bring a brother.
Well, hey there. Hey there, Dropbounds.
How are you doing?
This is Mary Neal.
Mary, how you feel, sister? Another fighter. Another fighter right here. I'm doing well, thank you.
I wanted to make a comment about something that Reverend Pinckney said. I think it might benefit the audience. And that is that he said some people tell him they've signed the petition, and they don't know that he can look and see they haven't signed it. Well, the truth is that people can sign your petition, and the petition doesn't have to record it. As a matter of fact, you can be getting 200 signatures a day, and they might choose two to record. Especially if you use a petition like change.org, that all the signatures don't show. In other words, when you sign a petition at change.org, you see your signature, but you can't read through, correct me if I'm wrong, and see all the people who signed before you and what number they signed. There was a time when all petitions showed every name, and every name was assigned a number. So therefore, if you signed at number 75 on Wednesday, if your number slipped down to being number 50 on Wednesday, you would know that 25 signatures had been stolen. But now they don't want you to know when petitions have been cyberstalked. And so therefore, they don't show you. You have no way of seeing on some petitions what number you signed by, and you have no way of checking 2 weeks later to make sure your name is still there. Now, after Reverend Pinckney said that tonight about his petition at change.org, I am permanently signed in to change.org because it's connected to Facebook, and whenever I go on Facebook, I'm already on change.org. You understand the connection.
Right.
So when I went to change.org, I signed Reverend Pinckney's petition for the third time. And it should not have let me sign it again if it had recorded my signatures the first two times. So I just want everyone to be aware of that. And I try to use a petition site that assigns numbers to each name and lets anybody, not just the petition owner, lets anybody see all the names. And so I've changed now and I use moveon.org. Because I can go back and see from number one all the way up to where I am presently at moveon.org, and I don't have to be signed in as the owner to be able to do that. And so that
now,
is very important to recognize that cyber stalking is real. They don't just steal presidential elections. They also will steal names from your petition. They will issue DOS, that's a denial of service on your petition. They will do whatever is necessary to make it appear that nobody's interested in your call. So if you're going to go through the trouble of build a petition, always make sure you build it at a site that assigns a number to every name and that lets the whole wide world see every name, because then you probably got an upright petition. Otherwise,
you know what?
You got
that
something
is so
that's
important.
Liable to change.
That is so important to know, because we are in a cyber war. We're in a cyber war, everybody.
Yes.
What we used to think, what we used to take for granted, we should not take for granted. Now, Mary is a fighter. Mary Neal, we've been talking for quite some time. Mary is a fighter for the mentally ill, who is being totally taken into horrific treatment in these prisons. I seen you with your video is out, and I seen you on there, and I was glad to see you doing your thing. Let them know what you're doing. Keep us updated on what you're doing out, because I know you was very concerned about the brother who got scalded to death in the prison, based off the fact they put the water on him. And then there's been other people who've been pretty much done everything to them, and they're mentally ill and have no recourse because, of course, they're mentally ill. So give the people a little heads up on what you've been doing and what you got going on.
Well, thank you, Dry Bones. I just want to say that our people have been very derelict toward the individuals who have already succumbed to the weight of oppression that's on our people in the system. Many of them have succumbed to drug and alcohol problems, and others have lost their minds. And then we abandon them. And so we need to get this straight. That is not right and is not Afrocentric. Because generally speaking, we come from a people who believes in village loyalty, and we stand behind our disabled people. But we have abandoned our disabled people, if they're mentally disabled, to the point that we are imitating the oppressor. The Bible says, envy not your oppressor, and adopt ye none of his ways. It used to be that black people did not abandon their elderly to care homes, and they didn't abandon their mentally ill to hospitals or jails. But that is exactly what's being done to them, and the enemy is killing them one by one. My name is Mary Neal. I'm Director of Assistance to the Incarcerated Mentally Ill, and that's 1.25 million people, and the greater majority of them, like all prisoners, are black and brown. Thank you, Tribones.
All right. Again, yeah, I appreciate you, sister, and of course, we always stay in touch, and we always will. This is what's going on, everybody. We are at war. I don't know how to put it to you. You're in an economic war. If you understand it, you will survive. If you do not understand it, you will panic yourself and probably have a stroke. So you got to balance what you're doing in this life, because this is serious. You got to know how to have enjoyment. Because he said, I create good, I create evil, I do all things. You are in a dichotomy of all that. You cannot escape it. You ain't going to escape this by running in those shelters and trying to hide. You have to stand face to face with what's going on. So I'm going to let somebody else, I hear somebody say Dry Bones. Go ahead. Comment though, but try to make it quick, y'all, so we get more people in. I see more people on the line. Go ahead.
I guess that was me. I was just gonna say, man, that you know, we just gotta start standing up and not being scared anymore. Like you were saying earlier, we cannot start being, you know, keep on being scared. And I think we're in a time and day where we can't afford to. And what the system does is the system preys on that. They keep us, you know, divided. And they keep us scared with all of the scare tactics. And I think, you know, once we, you know, learn how to, come together, then I think a lot of that will be, you know, thrown by the wayside. But we got to learn how to come together. We got to learn how to keep our community, you know, keep our monies in our community. And we got to start learning how to survive and do for self without relying on that. I think once we learn that.
Well, that's going to be plain. I'm going to tell you something. Just like we said last, the sisters and them, for Movement for Change and Movement Change and all these groups that are coming together, are young, they're homeschooling. We're going to take that into
a very strong consideration.
Very strong consideration. I know all you can now homeschool, so we're not going to throw that foolishness at you, because y'all ain't going to be able to do it. But There's got to be new avenues of taking the good kids. Now, a man made a statement. I don't want my kids in a school with any kid, regardless of their color, that's always acting a fool. We don't need that. And that's happening to many. That's happening to many of our kids. They're good kids. They want to learn, but this new culture of want to kill yourself rap by meaning I got to be the baddest, and if you ain't gonna listen to me, I'm gonna bully you. This is coming from the psychotic mindset of rap, you know. And I know I love rap. Everybody know I'm a musician. I play all music, but that's a psychotic world that's being created through music. Our kids see these people all the time. And because these kids who want to learn, they're in the same environment, and you can't have that. And so that's got to be addressed. But you know what's going to happen? These teachers who are planning to do these homeschool, and I just got something. I think Dr. Cobble should be coming here August the 1st and 3rd for the orientation of for the homeschooling that's going to be down in Fort Lauderdale. We'll give more information about that as the days get closer. But these teachers, you got to stand up. You ever heard that song, Wake Up Everybody? No More Sleeping in Bed? The teachers, y'all got to quit faking too, because you're faking. You know you're going to draw that paycheck.
Yeah.
You can care less what you're teaching them. I watched you because I know many of you. You ain't teaching no history. None. You barely know English your damn self. And you sit back now and you're going to take this homeschooler serious, I suggest you take a good look in that mirror and make sure you understand what you're going to be doing for our people when you say you're going to take homeschooling serious. So you can't be no joker and say, I'm going to do this, and then got your foot in the school system because you're getting a check. Because guess what's going to happen? You're going to set yourself back because you don't want to be known, because they're going to tell you, are you homeschooling a bunch of kids? And I'm going to tell y'all something. I told everybody this because I have, and my children's mother, queen of my children, and others, and down here and up in Buffalo, their mother did a wonderful job. All I'm saying is we've seen homeschooling all the way through. It takes a lot of dedication. It's still being done. You have to be very, 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 very real about that. And many of you cannot tell me if you got your kids in regular school, and regular school got your kids for over 8 hours, and you go home and they come home and you don't do nothing with them, you're fooling yourself about homeschooling. You're fooling yourself. You cannot compete with 8 hours and you give them 45 minutes and you think homeschooling gonna work. Ain't gonna work. Homeschooling is just like an 8-hour job. And now they're going to get rid of teachers. And I told everybody this when we was doing it. Teachers are going to be laid off and within the next 2 to 3 years. They are now in Dade County are saying, the commercials are coming on our radios. It says, you don't have to go to school, Johnny. You can just come on to Miami-Dade Virtual School.
That's right.
Any of y'all heard that? Virtual
right.
School.
No.
Virtual school. I told y'all that.
They know, children's, their attention span is won't be paid. They don't have the patience for that. Children that's you know, coming from a public school system, trying to make a transition to home school, sitting in front of a computer, they won't have the patience for that. And that's why that will not work.
Yep. Virtual school. Well, they're gonna have the kids go to a school. And one teacher is going to be, a group of teachers are going to teach through the internet. And they might be monitored by a custodian worker to make sure the kids don't go crazy. But that's what it's coming to. Virtual school will be here. It will lay off many, many teachers will be laid off within the next 3 to 5 years because y'all say nothing. Because you're getting a fat check and you've been brainwashed by the Masonic college system of having an associate, a bachelor, and a master's. That's just like saying, I'm going through fellow craft, and an apprentice, and master mason. That's what they got y'all doing.
Another trial.
That's what they got y'all doing. And y'all
well,
get there with that.
That's the same thing that's going on right now.
That's the same thing. And because these people leave that college, they become brainwashed. And they think they better than the rest of the people. That's what another some of y'all. I've been around y'all now. I go to some of these seminars, and y'all so snooty, so high and mighty. How you going to homeschool people and you think you better than them? Many of y'all like that. So I'm putting the spirit of telling y'all, put the ego down. Homeschooling. So I know more than most teachers. I guarantee you that. Guarantee you that. But do I try to make it sound like
Brother
I? Trump. No. We come to some teachers and say, that can we talk to y'all? This is proof positive. We used to go to teachers and say, can we talk to y'all about implementing something or going something on the week on the side? Once they see it, they don't want to be outshined by somebody who didn't go to college that know more than them. That's what's happening. Egos. Because you got a PhD. Because you got a master's degree. You ain't got no master's degree. What you got is a degree in worshiping your master. That's what you got. And so because of this, y'all going to have a hard time because y'all don't like to talk tough talk. And many women are teachers, and y'all are very difficult to deal with, women. When y'all teachers and y'all got these PhDs and y'all bachelors, y'all going to have to sit down and say, and it's hard to get y'all to come into a room to sit down and strategize. We know y'all are powerful, but women, y'all are right now the most graduated group in the black world. Y'all are the most graduated here. And that's not just black America. We talking about the islands as well. More island people are with academic degrees than those who are on the mainland. And so that degree keeps us at odds. Because if I had a good idea, only reason why you're going to listen to me because I actually did it with the homeschooling. Y'all are practicing to do it. Unless you took your kids to the whole, from one to college, that's being where I need to talk to you. If you did that, it means you can talk. But if you ain't did that, you ain't even gone to where we was at. So if you done that, then we can sit down. None of your teachers have done that. Not many. So I want y'all to realize you got to have people who have hands-on. And don't get mad if they don't have the degree or going to your school. It's not an Alpha Kappa Sci-Fi. I don't have to be that. I'm more than that. And all you who are on this call are more than that. See, we getting our people are putting these titles in front of them, and we can't get behind into them because of that. And that's where we're having problems at as well. So I know it's at the top of the hour. I want to let everybody know next week's shows, I'm going to bring in, brother, we're going to talk about werewolves and vampires because that's what they have put us into, that synoptic overview of the werewolves and vampires. Many of us are werewolves on this line. I hope there are no vampires because we don't even talk about that. But let's just say that. Secondly, we're going to try to get one of my brothers who I've been trying to get on here. I'm trying to see if I can get Sorosetti on here and Dr. Neely Fuller. Those will be, hopefully, we'll be working on that. I would love to have Seti on here because Seti don't play with them. He tells what's going on and hurting black folks' feelings. We really don't give a damn at this point. You have hurt more feelings than anybody I can imagine. I have gotten myself more hurt feelings by black people than white people so far. Really. I told y'all, my enemy ain't no damn white man right now. My enemy is our people who, when you talk to them or ask for help or try to do something for, they really don't have your best interest. Are you wearing a masquerade? Are you wearing
They're going to pray about it.
There you go. We're going to pray about it. We're going to do all this thinking. Just like my man say, I'm going to give a shout out to my sister up and I hope that the ancestors look out for her because she got a hell of a group up in St. Petersburg. Oh my God. You know, if you got, I'm being real with it. If you're a motivated speaker, and you can't motivate people to vote for somebody who you know the other person ain't no good, then you need to stop being a motivated speaker. That's what I'm going to leave that. And you can call me and we'll talk about it because I'm sure you know who I'm talking to up there. So I have no problem with it. The only thing people talk about is motivating is the money in their pocket. That's it. But see, again, we got to bring it clear and tough to everybody, because we are coming to a stage where that microchip that we all heard about, that microchip, everybody act like they so big and bad, and that's going to be your day. That's going to be all our days. That day coming. You will not go without having health care. That's dictatorship. Somebody tells you you got to have this health care, that's dictatorship, everybody. That's communism. You must have it.
Yeah.
And the only way they can get everybody on the grid, without nobody saying no, every flesh must be microchipped. And they know the biggest resistance will be from church, old school Christianity people, the good old boys, who are ready to go to war, and they will. I got to give them credit, though. Even if they don't win, on a grand scale, they still win. Because they recognize what their freedom is worth. Y'all can talk about them good old boys all you want. But come November, when the Patriot boys and the Tea Party go to vote, watch how they act. Watch how they're going to be formulated into groups all across the country. All through using the same means you use, the internet, Facebook, but something about them, they connect, and they say, we're going to push our agenda. Can we do that, Facebook friends who are out there, who are on there every day with some good information? They're going to take that from everybody. I hope my brother will come on the show and my sisters that I gave invitations to. And like I say before, I'm not going to give you anything that I cannot do myself. You don't hear me talk about paperwork, because I ain't trying to give you no paperwork. I still, to this very day, and I still cannot see why anybody cannot understand this. If I'm going to the oppressor with some paperwork that he has to stamp for order to be validated as being unworthy, you might need to go see Dr. R. Because that don't make sense, do it. I'm going to the oppressor with some paperwork to show him I'm real, I'm somebody, or I'm an emperor, I'm a sovereign, whatever I'm calling myself.
You're a sovereign title, that you receive another title.
Right. I'm just going to get another title. And this is a lot of energy on all the shows, a lot of energy out there with this. That's not a real solution. Because most of our people don't know nothing about that. Now, a real solution would be something that, like the sister said, Mary Neal, going back to our communal roots, making sure people understand this. That's what we've forgotten. All our we said we in the East. We looked at the East. We don't know nothing about the East. You sitting in the West, and your education's in the West, and you must realize that. You don't know about no East. At all. And I don't care if you know Simba about the sun coming up out the east and you look to the west. No, that's not what that all saying is. That's not what that all means. All I'm telling you is, if you believe that you can go to this man called the USA Corporation, that's not even a government, and give him some paperwork claiming that this is going to free you, he has to be laughing at all of us. I know they're having a good time in D.C. laughing at us. They probably saying, these motherfuckers think they goddamn going to be free for what we about to do. And then you sitting on property you don't own. That's why we have deceived ourselves. That goes along with the scripture that even the elect shall be deceived.
Yeah.
Even the elect, yeah. Those of you who have high, multi minds, who are so haughty and grand sheiks and all this regalia that we're wearing on Facebook. Facebook is owned by the CIA.
That's right.
I'm just keeping it real. So you don't have nothing that they don't know about, because you told them what you ate yesterday. They know every move. Because you know why? We can't keep a secret. And I mean a secret toward our liberation. Because soon as we get to a certain level, always going to be a boule. And I tell you right now, we're going to leave the show. Until we reckon from within, put these people on point, just like I told you. Take no man's word. That preacher should never get away on Sunday preaching that shit. Talking about he rose again and all this stuff. If Jesus was so powerful, why we ain't got no money? If it's that powerful, we got to question that. If it's so powerful, why we at highest unemployment? If it's that powerful, why are we worrying about the New World Order? If it's so powerful. And why'd you take the FBI money?
And water.
Yeah. If it's so important. I'm see this is stuff. They sitting in church and they sitting in all these mosques, yet they own no water company. None. And we
the
argue with people
oceans
all
are polluted.
The time. Our water polluted. Then you say, well, why don't we go to, you know, at least try to make a fight for freeing our water up. I know Brother Fauntleroy is trying to do something, but you can't do it by yourself. And the problem is
that's right.
We don't need a lot of people. We just need quality people. And I told you it's so easy. Like Mary Neal said, Reverend Pickney was listening, even with these so-called petitions, we can't trust nothing that is being done in America at the point. Everything is an illusion. If they could make a person lose signatures, or they could tell a person that some signatures was changed and have no proof, I would think every so-called scholar that's in the law should be flocking to Detroit to beat this case. That's what I would call a serious move. And we got people talking about they know the law good. They, you know, they ready to go to court. Well, go to court on this one. I guarantee you, if you're able to beat this case, you're going to be serious. You're going to get more money. You don't have to ask nobody for money. They're going to just the whole, I'll give you money myself. You'll be my lawyer for sure. But if we are using this law as a way to deceive our people for you to enhance yourself, and because you put Islamic names behind your name, does not mean you are going to be free. All that means is you are in the same predicament as all of us. And instead of helping us, you are fleecing the flock. So you are no better than those we talk about because you are doing the same thing. And this is what's happening. Like Mary Neal say, we have become like our oppressor. And it's going to take at least 3 to 4 generations if we don't get our act together before it's going to be serious. And I'm not saying that we're going to be extinct. I'm just saying how control will be where it will be no need to. I'll be dead. Y'all see Elysium? These are the things they're showing you. Complete control. I don't want to live that way. But right now, we have to go up for negotiations come up in September, where Dade County just might lay off police, teachers, librarians, and now they want to take even more money from people's pension. But here's what they're telling everybody. You go all here, they're going to say, we might have to mess with the health care that you get. So, yeah, you can get health care. We're going to drop it. And when they drop you from that health care, everybody, you will be stuck with Obamacare. And again, I'm not saying Obama going to be the one that pulls that string, but I'm letting you know we are at that threshold. The left foot is designed to trample our evil. Are you going to step out on your left? So thank you, everybody. We hope everybody will listen this next coming weeks. Any ideas, go to www.drybonesconnection.com. We put that website out there. Please use it. You ain't got to give me no money. All I ask you to do is to click on it. That's all. And it would be nice if you wanted to donate to keep messages and these things going on. It's not like we getting rich, everybody. Like brother said, it's a shame a man can't even get any help when he's trying to do good because our people seek to destroy him. So Until next week, stay strong, stay in love, and let the spirit of Mayat resonate in your heart. For you shall be weighed in the balance. Hotel.